because four quarters is not enough. It's time for overtime on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Here are Jim Galante and Bob Flounders with the Bettor's Edge.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Bettor's Edge on the Keystone Sports Network. We're brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante along with Bob Flounders. Bob, you ready to talk some college football wagering?
I think that is something that we're always going to talk about, and there's no better time to talk about it than the present. So let's go.
All right, let's go for it. I know last week we talked about the college football playoffs, which is always fun, but let's face it, we have mostly a Penn State football audience.
Yes.
And everybody will want to know about your pick for Penn State, Memphis, in the Cotton Bowl. We're talking about it this week. You're going to be on your way next week to Dallas, so we won't be able to talk about it next week.
Sure.
The important facts, it's Penn State, Memphis, with I've seen 6.5 to 7.5 as the spread.
Yep, just checked it. That's right.
And I'm going to call it a touchdown for now with an over-under of 60.5.
Yep.
That way you saw also. Before I go into more numbers and do my Andrew P. Shea imitation, what are your first impressions, first thoughts on the game?
It's with any bowl game other than the playoff, I would say, or, you know, just a really, you know, a really, really enticing New Year's Six game. It's the unknown, Jimmy. You just don't know about – it's what you don't know that gives you pause. You don't know who's going to be calling plays as we talk about this for Penn State with Ricky Ronnie out. Now, we'll probably get some – you're going to get some clarity on that very soon. You don't know how healthy Etor Gross-Matos is. He didn't play in the last game against Rutgers. He got hurt against Ohio State. He's already said he's going to leave for the – he's going to go into the 2020 draft. Sean Clifford sounds like he's going to play, but you don't know if he's 100%. There's some Penn State players that – could still be leaving the program. You don't know how focused they are, if that's the case, on this game. If you look at Memphis, a lot of turnover on that coaching staff. Norvell's at Florida State. I think they just lost their defensive coordinator to another program. The interim head coach is now the head coach. I think the best of the Power Five schools are the highest ranked of the Power Five schools, but I just don't know what that means. We're trying to clock Penn State's motivation for this game. They were a team that was hoping to go to the Rose Bowl. I think this would be viewed by probably a lot of people within that program as a little bit of a consolation prize. So how does that all shake out, Jimmy? What Penn State are we going to see against Memphis? They're certainly athletic. They are certainly the more talented team. But are we going to see the first half of the Citrus Bowl again and have them scrambling to come back? Are they going to start fast and put these guys away early? I just think there's a lot of interesting potential storylines for this game. And as you're going to lay a touchdown, you have to consider all of that.
Well, looking at the variables that you presented, some of the injuries to Etor Gross-Matos, to Clifford, at least time is on their side.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, okay, playing the following week. Mm-hmm. And I also believe with the offensive coordinator, the time helps. It's not the time crunch of 1 week to prepare. And if you think back, was it not a bowl game that Ricky Ronnie called his first game?
Correct.
And
the Fiesta Bowl.
In looking back, that may be his best game he's called, arguably.
Sure, sure. I mean, and it does help to have a healthy McSorley and a healthy Saquon Barkley on your side, but Saquon was already looking forward to the draft, and he still made some great plays in that game. And that was a game I thought I always felt like, Jimmy, that was a two loss Penn State team that could have easily been a one loss team or an unbeaten team. And they got to the Fiesta Bowl. I thought that team was a very there was a lot of leadership on that team, and I thought they were really looking forward to that game.
And that leads to the whole motivation question.
It.
And now I'm going to go do the numbers thing
a little bit.
I think a group of five representative in the New Year's 6 Day Bowl, is something a little bit – it makes this bowl game a little unique. And you've had – we've now had that for 5 years. Do you recall enough of the games to venture a guess for their – the Group of Five's record in those five games?
I'm thinking it is – well, you know, I think there has been some – there have been some memorable performances. I'm thinking of a couple of games, but I think there's also been a couple of times where they've lost. So I don't know what the number is, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
The number is they are 3-2.
Right.
And Boise State beat Arizona. Houston beat Florida State. Famously, 2 years ago, Central Florida beat Auburn. And that was the big Auburn. Well, they didn't have motivation going into the game. And even the two losses were both 8-point games, Wisconsin over Western Michigan, and last year LSU over Central Florida.
Correct.
So when they didn't win, they were still very competitive.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe a lot of that is motivation. So that leads into this. There's no doubt, even with the coaches out, I'm thinking Memphis is pretty well motivated.
Probably more motivated than Penn State.
I think the biggest variable in this game is how well will James Franklin and the rest of the coaching staff be able to motivate this team.
I think it's fair, and I think that Penn State is one of the most talented teams in the country. But you know, the motivation, and Memphis is a good team. They've played some good teams on their schedule. They've beaten some pretty good teams. So you just have to ask yourself at the end of the day, is Penn State two possessions better than this Memphis team in Dallas? And I think it's a very debatable. I could see this game being played out a number of different ways. But I do think at the end, I think for me the question is, I think Penn State's going to win the game. Are they going to cover?
Well, I think that going back to that motivation issue, and I think that will be the difference between covering or not, I believe it was a good sign when you saw Michael Bennett and Fries in their announcement to say they're coming back for another year. It seemed like unfinished business. And if this bowl game is treated as the first game of 2020.
Right.
That this team can go into it motivated, and that's the variable. And will the team, are those guys the team leaders who can? And so much of the team is coming back for next year,
right?
If it's treated that way, will we get that motivated Penn State team?
Yeah, I think when you look at the game, I think the more interesting thing, the more interesting betting proposition is probably the total. I just think that even without Etor, this is a pretty talented Penn State defense. This is a defense that, you know, really, you know, they held Ohio State to 28 points in Columbus, three forced fumbles, but the opportunistic defense. I think this is a defense that can probably hold Memphis, you know, if you're looking at a total of 60, I think its chances are pretty good that you could see this game go under that total.
All right, so let's get your official pick. So you're looking for the under.
Yeah.
How about the game itself with the 7-point spread?
Right. Yeah. I think when you look at what Penn State has, and you look at kind of what they were able to do down the stretch, even in the losses to Minnesota and to Ohio State, what did show up in those games is Penn State's running game. They were able to run the ball. Journey Brown was able to run the ball at Minnesota. They were able to run the ball as a team in the second half against Ohio State. They finally made some plays in the run game against Rutgers. I think that is what, you know, you're going to have to lean on if you're Penn State. I think that's what they're best at this stage, especially because you're not sure how mobile Clifford is. You know, he can move around in the pocket. I don't know how many times they're going to ask him to run if he's only 90%, but that was a big component in the running game. I think the evolution and the development of Journey Brown is significant. I really like him. It's going to be on a fast track. I like the offensive line. I'm going to say 27-17 Penn State, slight lean to them covering. I don't think they can lose this game. I think it would be a really bad look if they lost this game, and I think Penn State knows that. I think they win. It might be a struggle to cover. I just don't know that Memphis can score enough as the game goes on against a very fast and athletic Penn State defense. Even if Etor doesn't play, You know, Shaka Toney is a problem off the edge. They have some young pass rushers that they really like. Jason Oway, I thought, has done some nice things. And it's time for them to step up. I think, you know, when you have one of the best linebackers in the country, you have Cam Brown out there. I think the secondary is good enough. To me, this feels like a Penn State win. They might have to struggle to get to the number, but I'm more interested in whether or not the game's going over 60. And I'm not sure with Penn State's issues on offense and Memphis's potential struggles against Penn State's defense that it's going to get there.
Very good. I still look at it as the big variable is being able to motivate this team to want to be there. I believe there's enough of the circumstances with Clifford after I'm sure he was disappointed at getting hurt during the Ohio State game, disappointed he didn't get out there for the Rutgers game. Right. I believe I'm hopeful that after this many weeks, he's healthy, and I think he will be motivated. And I believe the rest of the team is looking at next year as their year. This is the first game of next season.
Right.
So as long as they come in motivated, I do believe they cover it and cover it pretty easily. So that's going to be a wrap on our Bettor's Edge for this week. Bob, thank you as also. Next week you'll be out at the game in Big D. Enjoy yourself. You're going to stick around and watch the Cowboys too, aren't you?
As a lifelong Cowboys fan, I think I'd be a pretty – the game is really literally falling into my lap. I think I'm going to be at AT&T Stadium consecutive days. Let's just say that.
All right. And as an Eagles fan, I hope you get to see a loss with your Cowboys. All right. Happy holidays to everyone. We'll see you next time.